Amarillo, Las Vegas, avenues and alleyways, I did what I did for Maria, solitaire, walk like a panther. Well, I'm talking, of course, about the UK chart topper, our much loved, my old pal Tony Christie, who's celebrating 50 years as a recording artist, with an aptly named album, 50 Golden Greats, and a golden anniversary tour of the UK. There'll be full details of all the dates on our website. He's going to have some special guests on tour, I'm told, who he'll tell us all about, who is going to be also performing songs with him from his recent hit album, The Great Irish Songbook. So, one night, two bands, one legendary singer. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about what he's up to, my special guest is the legend himself, Tony Christie. Tony, how are you?
I'm good, mate.
Oh, well, it's lovely to hear from you, and you're such a busy man. I mean, I'm told it's something like a 35-day tour. I'm not sure how you managed to do all that, but what I want to ask you about, first of all, is the album, the 50 Golden Greats album. Is it all classics? Is it new tunes? How do you pick them? How do you pick 50?
It's a mixture. There's some new stuff on there. But actually, my first recording was back in 1966. And I did I don't know where this came from, but there's a producer called Shel Talmy, American guy. And somehow he got out, because at the time I was in Tony Christie and the Trackers doing all the clubs. And we got this contact, I don't know how it came about, and sent me this song, which I rewrote the middle eight because it suddenly went into like a Rolling Stones type thing. And I went down, me and the lads went down to Portland Place in London near the BBC, to the studio, met this American guy. And then I found out that he was also producing The Who and The Kinks. I thought, what the hell am I doing here? So we did this song, and we played it, and I sang it, and he says, it needs a bit more beefing out. He says, go and have a coffee. He said, I'll ring a couple of guys I know, session players, and we'll beef up the sound. So when we came back, there was on the keyboards was Billy Preston, who was at the time known as the Fifth Beatle.
Wow.
And then the guitarist was about, I think he looked about 17 or 18, sat there sniffling with a really bad cold. And it was Jimmy Page who went on to Led Zeppelin to find.
Wow.
Found,
you had Led Zeppelin and the Beatles playing on your first track.
Yeah.
And
we found it because I didn't have a copy of it. We found it to a fan who had got a copy, and we borrowed it and sent it over to Germ, this company that specialised in renovating old recordings and making them sound as they did originally.
Wow.
So first ever single.
And what was that? Remind us again the title, Tony.
It was called Life's Too Good to Waste on Anything But Love.
Ah, I think the B-side of that's on the album as well, isn't it?
Probably, because I think I wrote the B-side.
Just the two of us?
Yeah, I did.
Nah, see, I'm showing my Tony Christie knowledge here, aren't I? But great. So we actually go back right to the start. But we've got all the big hits that I name checked at the beginning. I think we've got everything on. But also, I know you're very spiritual, and I think that I look at the titles like My Prayer and My Sweet Lord. There is one track on there I think that was written specially for you. And I think that's You Are My Lifeline. Now, what can you tell me about that then, Tony?
Well, there's a few songs on this album which I recorded in Nashville, and they were written by Graham Gortman from 10cc, and Graham Pleath was a producer, I didn't at the time when I recorded look at it as a sort of religious type song, but it really is. There's some good songs on this that I did in Nashville. There's stuff from the Made in Sheffield album that I made. Mm. And two albums I made in Sheffield now at the time. And the Made in Sheffield album. So there's a few tracks from each of those and then different tracks. Basically going through every album I've made, and they're all handpicked. There's 50 tracks, three CD box set. And it's literally the story of my recording career, basically.
Well, it's the story of your life, isn't it? And just reflecting on You Are My Lifeline again, I just want you to tell me, there's a line in there about angels getting you through it. You actually do actually call on your angels, don't you? They have helped you in troubled times. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, my wife and myself, we believe that everyone has a guardian angel, and if ever I'm in trouble or if you're not feeling well and whenever I need help, I just sit and concentrate and just ask them for help, and they've never let me down yet.
And if you've been like not feeling up to a gig or something like that, has it helped you? Has it helped you get through a gig?
Absolutely. When I'm not feeling well and I can hardly talk, I've spent 10-15 minutes pacing around the dressing room just asking for help, and I've gone on and my voice has been absolutely. I'll give you an example. I wasn't feeling too good. I was doing a guest spot at the Albert Hall with the guy that produced Made in Sheffield, Richard Hawley. And I wasn't feeling too good, and I'm like, oh my God. And I just had about 10-15 minutes just alone in a room, sat thinking and asking the angel for help. I went on and sang Danger is a Woman in Love. And halfway through the song, the whole audience stood.
Wow.
That's how good I was singing.
Wow, terrific.
And it went down absolutely storm.
And just looking at the album, there's a track that you finish with, and it's called When All Is Said and Done. Now, I've told that's been written especially for you, and it sounds a little bit like a My Way type of sign-off. But it isn't a sign-off, is it? You will be back in the studio, you will be doing more recordings.
Oh, absolutely. Whatever I'm able to sing, I should carry on. And doing new stuff, and not sticking to the old style. I'm doing, as you said, like with the Irish album. It was basically my dad's idea. He said, are you going back to your roots? Why don't you do some Irish stuff? And the band Ranagrai was supporting me on the tour at the moment. We did the album, the Great Irish Songbook, and they're supporting me. And I'm singing first half. I'm singing a few songs with them. And he's written a few songs.
It's a nice lead-in to talk about taking the album on tour and the tour itself. I mean, quite interesting. I just remind people that your birth name is Anthony Fitzgerald. So obviously very, very Irish there. And you've got great Irish links. But you're from Conisbrough in South Yorkshire, near Doncaster. But obviously your Irish roots meant that much to you. You went out and actually your last album was all about, some of the great Irish classics, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes. My dad was called Paddy Fitzgerald. Both my grandparents were from County Mayo. They were both musicians. My grandma played the fiddle. My grandfather played the accordion. They were in Caleb bands. And he came over to England, I suppose, during the First World War, just before it, or just after it. And because of the work situation, and he came to South Yorkshire, where my dad was born. In Maltby, in fact, my father was born. And that's where he always sort of said to me, because every wedding I went to as a kid, it was all Irish music.
Yeah.
It's sort of in my DNA,
Yeah. Well, and in terms of that, then the band, they're actually going to be on tour with you, and I think in the second half you're going to be doing tracks actually from the Irish album as well, are you?
No, I joined. They're doing the first half.
Oh, they do the first half, yeah.
And I join them.
Oh, fantastic!
Sing about five songs with them.
Yeah.
And then let them finish their set.
Yeah.
And then I come on the second half with my band and do stuff from the new album.
The Golden Anniversary Tour, let me just tell fans who want to find out more about it, all the dates are going to be on our websites, but I know you've got some specific dates close to home. You're playing Theatre Royal Wakefield, Opera House Buxton, Winding Wheel in Chesterfield, Palace Theatre Mansfield, City Varieties in Leeds, and the Auditorium in Grimsby. What is missing then, of course, is Doncaster and Sheffield. Have you got plans for homecoming? Is that going to happen in the future? Are you going to do something?
Yeah, because this is an agent from the Midlands that did all this tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, obviously, I would have liked to have been doing it at the City Hall in Sheffield.
So you've not forgot about us, Tony. You will be back.
Oh, no.
You can't forget about us, can you? Because I know that you still get home quite often, don't you? I've got to remind people, I think your mum, Iris, she's still with us, isn't she? How old is she?
She's 94. She lives in Conisbrough.
Wow, and do you still get back much, or is it on the phone every week?
I try and get over when I can, yeah.
Yeah, and is she in good spirits?
She's sharp as a button.
So does this mean that Tony Chris is going to be going at 94 as well?
I hope so.
Well, I think we all hope you're going to be doing that. I just wondering, in terms of actually the recording and the live work, which do you find most exhaustive and which do you enjoy most?
The live work is more exhausting because it's all the travel and the different hotels and whatever. As you get older, it takes a bit of a strain. The recording is a lot easier because you're in one place, same hotel every night when you finish recording. And you can take your time, there's no pressure really.
Do you actually train for a tour then? Do you actually have to get fit? Do you have to be on the treadmill? Do you do exercise? What do you do?
I used to do, but I've slowed down a hell of a lot. I still, I save my energy for my voice, basically.
Yeah.
I don't do as much jumping about that I used to do.
A bit of chair aerobics these days then, Tony.
Chair aerobics.
And in terms of, again, to just reflect on that album, so the classic tracks like Amarillo, for instance, that are on there, they're the originals, aren't they? You've not been back and recorded them.
No, everything's originally. Yeah. So there's no covers now.
So if somebody wants a Greatest Hits album, this is it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that plus a lot and new stuff that nobody's heard.
And of course, I do have to. I mean, you must get sick of answering questions about Amarillo, but has it been a blessing or a curse?
Oh, an absolute blessing. The times people have said, you're not sick of singing that song, and I said, well, no. I wish Neil Sedaka could give me another 10 like it.
Yeah.
That were as big,
Yeah. And so obviously that's going to make a big appearance on the shows, is it?
Well, it's one of those songs I finish the show with. You can't follow it.
I remember. I think the last time I saw you sing that was on the Women of Steel concert at Sheffield City Hall. We've now got we've got the Women of Steel out. The statue obviously is now unveiled. I just wondered if you'd seen it yet, Tony, or whether or not...
It's outside the front of the...
It is.
The shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
So it would be lovely to get you up there and take a closer look next time you're in Sheffield.
Definitely. I'd like a picture taken next to it, actually.
We'll make it happen. And we can't wait to get you back in South Yorkshire. But just to remind everybody again, about 35 dates, you're all over the country, you're doing some European gigs as well. All the details have been on all our websites. Tony, as ever, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and can't wait to see you very soon.
Well, it's been nice talking to you, Graham, and look forward to see you again.
All right, man.
And all the best for the future, mate.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.